To thank the Lord.
Because
we have many people. We cannot have everybody come and give thanks.
So we have
arranged two sisters to come and share with us their Thanksgiving.
在他们分享以前我讲几句话。
So before they come up to share, I'll say a few words.
为了公平，我开始是用普通话，我现在用英文讲。
Just to be fair, I started with Mandarin, now I'll be speaking English.
我们请Johnny翻译。
We'll have Johnny interpret.
非常谢谢马林的翻译。 On this Thanksgiving Sunday celebration,
在今天这个 感恩节的主日,
we come with a grateful heart
because
we have a loving Heavenly Father.
Those
agree, please say Amen.
我们那些同意的就说 Amen, 好吗?
It doesn't matter where we are right now. We are at right now spiritually.
神不在乎你的灵里面是在什么光景。
It does matter what kind of conditional heart you have. Is a thankful heart or not?
可是最重要是你的心态是什么？是一个感恩的心。
Amen.
Amen.
This morning for my short sharing.
今天早上我有一个简短的分享。
I'd like to invite all of you.
我要欢迎你们每一位。
Open your emotion.
打开你的情感。
Open your emotion.
打开你的情感。
Not just your mind.
不只是你的头脑。
Open your emotion to God.
打开你的情绪情感向神打开。
Think about how He blessed you in this whole year.
想到他在这整年过去怎么祝福了你。
Amen.
Amen.
As we look at this nation right now,
当我们看到现在的美国,
it's full of anxiety,
充满了紧张,
anger,
愤怒,
protesting,
到处都是那个什么示威,
accusation,
然后控告,
people always think of who is wrong, who is wrong.
每个人都指着手指头说别人是错的,
they never examine themselves.
然后就不反省自己,
we need to be humble before God.
我们需要在神面前谦卑,
for this nation still exists.
就今天美国还存在,
it's by the grace of God.
是神的恩典。
Amen.
Amen.
We thank God for Thanksgiving Day.
我们感谢主为这个感恩节感谢神。
This is a good holiday.
这是个非常好的假日。
But I want to ask you.
我想问你们。
I really expect an answer.
我期待你们有回答,
what usually do on Thanksgiving Day?
通常你在感恩节那天你会做什么呢?
Okay, Rogelio. Okay, eat.
你是才是吃
well, you eat every day, right?
可是你每天都吃啊
Okay, Devon. Okay.
他的意思就是说，就是很特别的一天，让他的家人或是他的亲人在一起。平常都是很不能忍受的，可是那一天就要感谢他们说，嗯，我可以接纳你，你可以跟我在一起吃饭。I
think that's a very good tradition.
他讲说这非常好的传统。Amen.
Yeah, I think Thanksgiving Day is a very meaningful holiday.
我觉得感恩节是一个很有意义的节日。
It reminds us
因为它提醒我们
to be thankful
要感恩。
My today's sharing is to give thanks with a grateful heart.
今天我的分享是用一个感恩的心来感谢神。
When we have a grateful heart
当我们有一个感恩的心
we will give thanks
我们就会感谢。
If we have a complaining heart
可是我们的心若是在埋怨
what will we do?
我们会做什么?
Complain.
就埋怨吧。 That's right. Complain how it complains. Yeah.
Many people ask me, Pastor, how can I overcome my complaining and negative spirit?
很多人问我说我应该怎么样胜过这种埋怨的灵呢?
Give thanks with a grateful heart is my prescription.
我的处方就是用感恩的心 来感谢神就是我的处方。
That's my gift for you for this Thanksgiving season.
这就是我给你们的礼物在这个感恩节。
But people say, why should I give thanks?
可是很多人就说, 我们为什么要感恩呢?
My situation is so tough.
我的环境都很困难。
I've just been laid off.
我刚才被 开除了。
My marriage is so challenging.
我的婚姻也很困难。
I didn't have a good sleep usually at night.
然后晚上也睡不着，睡不好。
What can I? Why shall I give thanks?
那我还有什么可以感恩呢？
I think the Psalm 103.
我觉得在诗篇103篇里面
Verse 1 through 5
在第一到第五节
The psalmist gave us answer and he wrote I'd like to all of us to read this together
然后诗人他就给了我们答案我们一起来念好吗
I'm sorry our device probably only can have one language Can we have two languages? 可以两个都可以、啊、
不行他不能同时有两个
Okay, let's read the English first
那我们先读英文
we read twice, okay?
好吗
Those people can learn Mandarin
Okay.
Those who don't know English can learn English. Let's read together. Let's
okay, 请一起开口。
Verse 1. Praise the
Lord,
my soul,
all
my inmost being. Praise his holy name.
我的心啊，
你
要称颂耶和
华，
凡
在我里
面
的
也
要
称
颂
他
的
圣
名。Verse 2.
Praise the Lord, my soul, and forget not all his benefits.
Isn't God good? Then we have a bilingual now. Verse 3.Who could forgive all your sin, heal all your diseases,
he
redeem your life from the pit and crown you with love and compassion, who satisfy your desire with good things, so that your youth is renewed. I think the next will be Chinese. Yeah.
他用美物使你所愿的得以知足。以致你如因返老还童。
I think the psalmist share us why we need to give thanks to the Lord.
我觉得诗人跟我们分享了为什么我们要感谢神。
At least for four reasons.
至少有
four things.
至少有四个原因。
First, we thank God for He forgives our sins.
第一件事就是感谢神，他赦免我们的罪。
Among world major religions,
在世界各种的宗教里面
，Only Christianity mentioned God offered redemption for mankind's sin.
只有基督教提到神提供救赎给人类，可以洁净我们一切的罪。
While other religions all emphasize one can be saved through good works.
可是其他的宗教只能说。你要靠你自己的好行为才能得救。
And they never tell you how much will be enough.
可是他们从来没有告诉你到底你要做多好呢才
够。They always say try your best.
那只能说哦，你尽力吧。
I really mean it.
我说真的。
They always say try your best.
他们每次都说你就尽你所能吧。
But a Christian faith.
可是基督教的信仰。
God forgive our sins.
神是神主动来赦免你的罪。
Isn't that wonderful?
那不是很好吗？
No response. Is that wonderful?
Amen.
King David, how blessed is a man his sin has been forgiven.
那大卫王他就说那个人的罪被赦免是何等的蒙福啊。
Because when we sin,
因为当我们犯罪的时候
we have sense of guilt.
你会感到羞叫什么羞耻？没有羞耻吗 ？OK.
And shame.
羞耻跟愧疚跟羞耻感 ，yes。
Yeah, it's a very hard feeling, right?
是一个很难过的感受。
That's why when we sin, we don't want people find out.
当所以为什么当你犯罪的时候，你不想让人家知道
？But God has an offer.
可是神有一个建议。
He said, if we confess our sins.
可是神告诉我们，当我们承认我们的罪
，it's very important. It's not rationalize your sin.
这很重要，不只是说就是
不只说不是
不是，我还没讲完，我说意思。神的意思说你不可以就给自己解释就过去了就过去你的罪遮盖你的罪
你不能合理化你的罪
合理化、
A lot of people sin and they rationalize
很多人犯罪他就把它合理化
right
对吧
everybody do it everybody did it
每个人都这样做所以有什么不同呢
but God said if we confess our sin
可是神说如果我们承认我们的罪
It's very important we I confess my sin
很重要是我们承认自己的罪
I don't confess my wife's sin
我不是承认我太太的罪
When I counsel people
每次我来帮助别人的时候
So now is the time to confess sin to the Lord
我每次来到说是时候承认自己的罪的时候
Sometimes the spouse start to confess each other's sin
有时候那个丈夫妻子他们就彼此承认对方的罪
Do you see my point?
你懂我意思吧
You cannot confess other people's sin
你不可能承认别人的罪
That's an accusation
那是指控那是 yeah,
Amen
yeah.
The Bible、
Amen.
says you confess your sin
圣经说你要承认自己的罪
Other people's sin let them confess themselves
那别人的罪是让他们自己来承认
And what God will do is he will forgive
然后神要做的就是他要赦免你
and to cleanse us.
然后洁净你
so no more feel guilt and shame.
然后就不再感到羞耻跟羞愧
actually it's guilty and shameful
对就羞耻跟羞
forgive my Chinglish okay
他的中文英语
so isn't that a blessing
那不就是一个祝福吗
I encourage you invite you today
我今天邀请你们
If you don't believe in this,
如果你不相信
you can give a try
你可以试试看
to experience how blessed a person since being forgiven
来经历看看一个人的罪被赦免是何等的蒙福
That's the first thing we thank God for
这是我们第一件感谢神的事
Secondly, we thank God for He healed all our disease
第二件是我们感谢神他医治我们一切的疾病
Yes, through Christ's suffering Spiritually.
是的，透过基督他的受苦啊，我们可以被得医治，在灵里面跟身体上得医治。
We can read Isaiah 53 verse 5.
我们一起来念好吗？以赛亚书五十三章第五节。
Okay, let's read together.
一起来念。But he was
pierced
for
our
transgressions.
He was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him.
And by his wounds we are healed. 哪知他为我们的过犯受害。
用中文一起念好吗？预备来。
哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安。因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
We thank God.
我们感谢神。
He offered healing to us.
他给我们医治。
I know this is a very complex issue.
我知道医治这事情是很复杂的事情。
I not intend to teach about this today.
我本来我不是故意要教导这方面的。
I just want to tell you.
我只想要告诉你。
God offered this.
我是说神愿意就是提供。对，提供医治给我们。
Do you want it?
你要吗
？It's a journey of faith.
这个是一个信心的旅程。
One of our sisters going to share a little bit this morning.
待会我们的姐妹会分享一点。
Thirdly,
第三点。
We thank God because out of love and compassion, He delivered us from the pit of life.
第三点是我们感谢神，因为出于他的爱和怜悯。他把我们从生命的深渊中拯救出来。
God is compassionate and loving.
神是蛮有怜悯和和爱的。
Our God has high EQ.
我们的神是有高情商。
How many of you know God has high EQ?
有多少人知道我们的神是很高的情商
？And He also wants us to have high EQ.
他也希望我们每个人有高的情商。
And high EQ person.
一位有高情商的人
can empathize with people
能够感同身受感觉别人的痛苦
can sympathize with people
对有同情心
Amen
Amen
If you always sleep so well
如果你一个人常常睡很好
You don't understand for those people who have sleepless night how that feeling
你不能理解那位睡不好的朋友每次他的感受是什么
If you are financially secure,
如果你都没有经济危机
不缺钱 You don't understand those people struggle with the money
你不能了解那些缺钱的人没有钱的人
Amen,
Amen.
We thank God
所以我们感谢神
He understands
可是什么神能理解
He knows
他知道
He said do not worry
他跟你说不要担忧不要忧虑
What to eat
不用忧虑吃什么
What to drink
喝什么
Where to rent a house
在哪里租房子
Where's your job
或是你的工作在哪里
Because he said your heavenly father knows all this
因为你的天父你所需要的他都知道
He will provide
他会供应你
But seek first
可是先求
My kingdom and my righteousness
我的国和我的义
All this will beUnto you.
所有的都要加给你们。
He cares for us.
他照顾你，他怎么样讲 ？Care for you. 他关爱你, yes.
God cares for you.
我们的神他, 关爱你,
I'd like to invite all of you.
我想要邀请你们,
don't look down.
不要看下面,
look at me.
看我,
don't look at the screen.
不要看那电视,
I want to tell you.
我要告诉你,
God cares for you.
神爱你, 神照顾你,
really?
真的,
in this time.
在这个时候,
this is a difficult time.
这是一个很困难的时候,
this is a difficult time globally.
这是全世界都很困苦的时代,
many people struggle.
很多人都在挣扎,
you are not the only one.
你不是唯一一个,
I'll tell you.
我还要告诉你,
God cares for you.
神真的关爱你,
He knows what bother you.
他知道什么东西让你很在搅扰你,
He knows what you worry about.
他知道你忧虑些什么东西,
but He wants to invite you.
可是他要邀请你,
let Him love you.
让神来爱你, 好吗?
You seek first His way.
你先来求他的方式,
the way He will help you.
然后他的方式来帮助你,
all your problems will be resolved.
你所有的困难都能解决,
Amen?
Amen?
And that's the difficulty.
那就是最难的地方,
we want God to resolve problem first.
我们想要神先解决问题,
then we believe in Him.
然后我们才开始相信,
God say you believe in me.
神说反过来, 你要先相信我,
your problem will be resolved.
你的问题就解决了,
Amen?
Amen?
How many of you have that experience?
多少人有这样的经历呢? 举手,
next time you're going to share here, okay?
下次就轮到你来分享, 好吗?
Amen?
好,
I really mean it.
我说真的,
this is real.
是真实的,
not because I'm a pastor, I have to give a message.
不是因为我是一个牧师说我要讲道,
you need to open up.
你需要打开,
humble.
谦卑,
repent.
然后悔改,
repent means go U-turn.
悔改的意思就是回转,
you go wrong way, turn around.
就是原来你的方法是, 方向是错误的, 现在要回过来,
don't rationalize.
不要把它解释, 就是什么, 合理化,
really? Because you rationalize, you, what you're doing is wrong, you just continue to walk in the wilderness.
因为你每次去把你做错事合理化以后, 你就继续走在旷野里,
Amen?
Amen?
It's time to conclude the wandering in the wilderness.
是时候要结束这个旷野的时间到了,
but you have to follow God's guidance.
可是你要跟随神,
but people say, oh, but pastor, you know, I have all this challenge, if God resolves this, I will follow Him. No, no, no.
可是很多人就说,
you follow Him, then those challenges will become blessing.
可是很多人都说, 主啊, 我有很多困难, 你要不要先解决它, 我才来跟随你, 可是神说, no, 不是的, 你要跟随我, 然后你的问题都解决, 这就是, 你的困难就会成为你的祝福。
Finally,
最后,
we thank God because He satisfied our desire with good things.
最后我们感谢神, 因为他满足我们, 一切所需要的。
I want you to read a scripture, it's very encouraging. Matthew chapter 7, verse 9 to 11.
我要给你们一重念这段经文, 是马太福音第七章9到11节。
If you really need something, you need God's help, you read the scripture today.
如果你真的需要神的帮助, 你来念这段经文。
It's wonderful, it's bilingual version.
非常好, 中英文的翻译。
你用中文的用中文念, 英文, 英文的一百来, 好, 一百来。
你们中间谁有儿子求饼, 反给他石头呢? 求鱼, 反给他蛇呢? If you then though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him?
下面是中文的,
你们虽然不好, 尚且知道拿好东西给儿女, 何况你们在天上的父, 岂不更把好东西给求他的人吗? Amen.
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 God will give you the best.
神会给你最好的, 可是是神看的最好,
but the problem is here.
可问题是这里,
there's a tension there.
这里有一个, 叫什么?
亚张力, because what you think the best and what God thinks the best is different.
神所认为最好的, 跟你认为是最好的是不一样。
Amen.
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 Because His way is higher than your way.
因为神的道路是高过你的道路。
Most of believers don't believe that.
大部分的信徒都不相信这一点。
That's why they disobey.
所以他们就不听话。
They think that God heard wrongly.
他觉得神听错了。
Say, no, 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 God, this is not your provision because I think I'm smarter than you.
他就说, 主啊, 主啊, 这不是你的供应, 我认为我比你还聪明。
But the Lord promised here, He said He will provide the best. He will provide the good things to satisfy our desires.
他这里在说, 神会把好东西给他的儿女, 他会把美物来充, 满足我们的愿望。
There's a tension here.
这里有个张力。
Because your desire is going to be changed too.
因为你所渴望的东西也会被改变。
Amen.
Amen.
As a believer, we have to grow, right?
我们做一个信徒要成长，是吧？
We cannot same old every year.
我们不可能每一年都是原来的样子。
Amen.
Amen.
Your desire become higher and higher.
你的期望，你的渴望应该要不断的被改变，也是在成长。
Oh, not always just my desire. I want this, like little kids, right?
不是像一个小孩永远都是说我要的东西是我想要的。
How many of you want to grow in the Lord?
有多少人想要在主里面成长的？
Even you don't know the Lord today, it's okay.
就算你今天不认识神也没关系。
You can be born again.
你可以重生呢。
Amen.
Amen.
It's God's job.
那是神的工作。
It's not my job.
不是我的工作。
God touch you now already.
神现在就在触摸你。
We need to surrender.
你只需要, 就是降服。
Thank God.
感谢主。
He's a good God.
我们的神是好的神。
Right?
Amen.
He forgave our sins.
他赦免你的罪。
He healed our disease.
他医治我们的疾病。
He delivered us from the pit of life.
他救我们从生命里面。 救赎我的生命脱离死亡。
He satisfies our desire with good things.
他以美物来满足我们的愿望。
Now I'd like to invite two sisters to come forward.
现在我想邀请我们两位姐妹来到前面。
First is Susan.
第一位是Susan。
We'll share her story.
Susan会先分享她的故事。
Chris will interpret for her.
我们请Chris来为她翻译。
Let's welcome her.
我们来拍手好吗？
Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹, 大家早上好。
First, I want to thank Pastor Joseph.
首先我非常感谢牧师。
For inviting me here to share about my life, for what's been happening for the past 6 months.
能够邀请我来, 让我来今天分享我过去6个月中在我生命中发生的事情。
I'm honored and thankful that I can be here today.
我非常荣幸, 并且我为我今天能来到这里感到非常感恩。
For those of you who don't know me, it's been about a year now since I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer.
对于那些不太了解我情况的人, 我是, 我现在自从我诊断出患有第四阶段的肺癌, 已经有1年的时间了。
My life was turned upside down, and suddenly I was in a state of panic.
从那儿之后, 我的生活就彻底的颠覆了, 然后我就开始变得恐慌。
And my panic spiraled into a paralyzing anxiety over issues about my health, my job, health and health insurance.
我就开始非常恐慌, 这个恐慌就一直的逐渐的上升, 然后它从而影响了我的生活, 我的工作, 还有我的医疗保险。
But time after time, God has been so merciful and provided for every issue.
但是在此期间, 上帝是非常的慈爱, 他给我提供了所有我需要的东西。
For example, about 6 months ago, my chemo medication stopped working.
举个例子来说, 我6个月之前, 6 months? 我6个月之前, 我经历了一个比较严重的事情, 是我的化疗, 突然, 不是很有效了。
And the cancer started to get out of control. It was all over my left lung, and I couldn't walk or breathe or eat.
这个时候我的癌症的状况就更加的恶化, 已经不受控制, 所有的癌细胞已经肆意扩散到了我的整个左肺部。
And there was a new drug out there, but it only had 30% chance of success, and it was not offered to me because I was not a match for it.
当时有一个新药, 但是成功率只有 30%, 但是那个药在理论上来说跟我的这个情况不是很契合。
I was really panicking because the cancer was like spreading fast and I couldn't breathe, you know, day by day.
我当时非常的恐慌，因为这个癌症已经不受控制，我的呼吸甚至受到了影响。
But God made a way for me to get that new medication. I started on May 26, 2017.
但是上帝为我提供了道路，他使我能够接受那个新药，然后是在我5月16号，今年5月16号开始用的那个新药。
And God showed me that He can and will heal me.
上帝告诉我他可以，并且他将要医治我。
So I want to share some pictures of my PET scan on the monitor.
所以我想分享一下我的 PET 扫描的结果在这个屏幕上。
Here we go. All right. So you see this first picture.
所以大家看到这第一张照片。
Okay, on the left side of the monitor. Was it the left side? No, on your right side of the monitor.
在这个你的显示器的右边。
That one was taken on May 19, 2017.
一张是在是五月十六号照的。
And that you see all the stuff on that side of the lung that's all lit up.
你可以看到那个亮在那个肺的那边全是亮点。
Yeah, all that stuff is all the cancer spreading to cover up that left lung.
这就是那个癌细胞在整个左肺的那个样子。
And then the other picture on the other side was taken this past week. Oh, sorry, to go back to the other one, please.Yeah, on the side, yeah, that side of the page at the screen on your left side.
左边的那幅图片。
Yeah. So you see on that picture, that was just taken this week, a few days ago. Both sides of the lung is clear. The thing in the center is the heart.
对。左边这个照片是我两天之前照的。大家看到这个已经没有那种亮光的区域，那是癌细胞的区域。那中间的那个区域是心脏，并不是癌细胞。
So I have one more picture. It's also the PET scan, but shows a little bit of the whole body. I don't know if you can see it.
还有一张照片是可以就是这个 PET scan 是照整个身体的。
Same thing. The picture on the right side of the screen is the one.Back in May, it shows the cancer is like way up there by my arm, my left my arm.
一样的是右边的那个是我以前在五月份照的，左边这个是现在照的。大家可以看到这个，看我的左手那里有一个阴影，那确实是癌症。
And then the other side of the screen shows it's both clear.
从另外左边的那个就说明现在已经没有了。
So that's just one of the things that God has really shown me that He is able to do what he can. He's the Almighty God.
就是非常感谢上帝能够做出他所做的，并且他真的是至高无上的主。
Yeah, and another example I want to share is about another time. Well, one of the many times I had panic attacks.
我还有一件要分享的是我在我好多这个恐慌的事情当中，其中有一件。
Just 2 days before I was diagnosed with the lung cancer, I was told that our whole office was closing. We were all getting laid off.
就是在我在诊断出患有那个肺癌的两天之前，我被通知我的整个办公室被关掉了，我们所有的人都被停职了。
So I was panicking and choking with anxiety, you know, really choking because I was thinking, what am I going to do? I have no job.I have no insurance. You know, how am I going to pay for all this cancer treatment?
所以我当时非常的恐惧恐慌，因为我知道如果我没有工作之后，我不知道面对以后治疗癌症要怎么样付这个天价的医疗保险。
But again, you know, God made a way for me to continue to have my health insurance through my employer through this whole year, even though I'm not working. You know, He made a way for me to still get that.
对上帝，但是上帝还是为我想了一个办法，可以使我的继续能够享受这个医疗保险。尽管我这一年中没有工作，但是我依然可以享受免费的医疗保险。
So these are just a couple of the things that have been happening. in my life that really showed me who God really is.
这两件事情只是好多事情中的一小部分，然后在这件事件中我知道了，上帝是多么的伟大。
And he changed my panicking mode into a thanksgiving heart.
他将我的这个从我的恐慌的这个氛围当中变成了感恩。
Because I know that God is able to and will always be in control of everything and provide.
是因为我知道上帝能，并且他会掌握世间的万物，他会他是那个掌权的。
So I hope that my story will encourage anyone who's struggling in their life and inspire them to have more faith in God.
对，我希望我的故事能够启发大家，能够让大家有对神有更多的信心。
Because I know that, you know, with everything in life, we're always going to be faced with great challenges.
对，因为知道我们每个人在每个人的生活中都会碰到很大的危机，很大的挑战。
And with great challenges, there will always be great opportunities for us to see what God can do.To help us get through everything.
挑战越大，我们就能看到神在其中的作为的机会就越大。
And that's how I feel that God has really changed me to have changed my panicking into a more thanksgiving heart.
对，这就是我今天想所分享我的感受，是上帝如何从恐慌将我变得非常的感恩的。
Thank you.
各位弟兄姐妹平安。
Brothers and sisters, peace be with you.
今天很高兴跟大家分享我的一些见证。
今天很、oh, sorry. Thank you that I have a chance to share it all with you my testimony.
刚才听了 Susan 讲的那个见证，我真的很感动啊。
I was very moved to hear Susan's testimony.
对，因为我自己也有差不多同样的经历，不过不是病，而是一个意外。
I have a similar experience, but it's not like her sickness, but it was an accident.
在今年的九月份，就是一个多月之前。
So in this year in September, it was about like a month ago.
我经历了一个车祸。
I was involved in a car accident.
不过大家见到我现在就是很正常，一些都没有损伤在这里，所以我真的很感恩。
So today can still see me standing up here and be unwell, and I'm really thankful.
因为那个车祸，我的车全毁了。
Because during that accident, my car was total.
那天呢，就是因为一个新手司机，然后他追我尾，撞了我两次。
Because that day, what happened was there was a new driver who was tailgating my car and bombed into my car twice.
然后呢，就是从这一边撞到另外一边，然后很多车来来往往，然后在那个时候我就可以及时的停下来，前面那个红绿灯也把前面就是逆向的那个车来就是停住，让我没有跟其他的车撞到，所以我就没有损伤，是什么
？So what happened? It was kind of complicated. Her car was hit from the back, 从后面吗？
对，撞到我在另外一边。
And from her, not from the driver's side, but on the other side, but hit her from that other end, and her car spinned, and it stopped at a red light. And so luckily, the opposite direction traffic didn't hit her, or else she'll be dead probably.
那一天就是我们刚刚，因为那个时候我撞到另外一边的时候呢，我的车已经动不了了。然后我还不知道发生什么事情的时候，我的儿子就在我旁边嘛，就是在我旁边。然后他在哭，我就很担心，我说啊，他是不是就是有什么撞伤了或者怎么样
？So what happened was during the accident, it happened so quickly. I didn't have time to respond.And by the time I realized, I heard my son was crying in the back, so I was worried that if he was hurt.
然后我问 Toby, 你怎么了？是不是受伤了
？So So I asked him, were you hurt? Did you get, yeah, are you okay?
然后托比说不是，感谢主，他救了我们。
So, but he said, thank the Lord. No, I was fine. He said, thank the Lord, he saved us.
对，所以然后呢，撞车了以后，我就要处理很多事情啦，就要去跟保险公司理赔啦，然后又要去租一辆车了，跟对方司机进行各方面的交涉了，就等等很多事情。
So after the accident, we all know that there are a lot of procedures and things you need to do. So she went to the insurance company, and there's compensation, and then renting a car, etc.
从第二天开始，应该是过了两天之后，说
two days after the accident，
就很多麻烦的事情就不断的进来了。
There were a lot of troubles coming up.
首先呢，过两天保险公司说，哦，对方是没有保险的。
So first thing is they said the other party has no insurance coverage.
然后要过了两天。保险公司又跟我说，哦，对方不承认他的错。
And then another two days, they said the other party denied their responsibility.
然后呢，还没有完哦，事情还没有完。
And after this, there's still more.
因为当天我出事之后呢，我就跟保险公司说，我就把全权交给保险公司帮我去修那个车。
So after that accident, I just hand over, my car to the insurance company to fix it.
然后他说大概可能要两三个星期。
The insurance company said it could probably take 2 weeks.
好，那我就等了十天左右。我就等了十天左右。
So I waited for 10 days.
然后我就问一下我的车修好了没有。
Then I called to the body shop and asked if my car was fixed.
然后对方说你的车还没来哦，我们还没有见到你的车哦。
But then they say, well, I've never seen your car. Your car never got here.
然后我就打去保险公司问为什么会这样子呢。
Then I called my insurance company and asked why, what happened.
然后保险公司说，哦，原来是拖车公司系统故障。
The insurance company
就没有派单把我的车拖到那个修车厂。
So what happened is the insurance company says because the tow company has something, the system was not working, but it's in error, so they couldn't take her car to the auto body shop.
然后我说，但我的租车就是保险公司给我租车的那个期限就快到了，那我就如果是你们的原因，我就要你们延长那个时间。
But then, you know how the insurance company covered your car rentals during your car being fixed, right? But then that date, that time is coming up to the end. So she's saying like that if it's your fault, if it's the insurance fault, then they should be extending that time and cover my rental.
然后保险公司说，哦，这个不能。
However, the insurance company says, no, I'm sorry, we can't.
然后我说，那个时候我就跟主说，我说主啊，为什么会这样子？一个事情又这样一个事情。
Then I prayed to God. I was like, God, why? Why does it happen this way? Why one after the other?
我觉得那段时间我自己就在抱怨了，就跟主在抱怨了。
I felt that I was complaining to God during that time.
然后当天呢，就是当我安静下来的时候，我在读圣经。那天晚上。
However, that day, when I quiet down and read the Bible,
然后呢，就读到了一节经文。那节经文说，耶和华说，我知道我向你们所怀的意念是赐平安的意念。
So then I read a scripture in Jeremiah that says, the Lord says, I know my thoughts for you is to give you peace.
不是降灾祸的意念。
It's not to...harm you,
要叫你们在末后有指望。
To give you hope in the end.
所以当我读到这个段经文的时候，啊，真的，我自己心里边很扎心哦。
So when I read this scripture, my heart was moved.
对啊，主已经把最大的平安已经赐给我了。
That the Lord has already given me peace in this whole incident.
我为什么还要抱怨呢？
Then why should I complain?
所以那天我就跟主说，我要悔改。
So I pray to God, says, Lord, I repent.
我要感恩，我要喜乐。
That I need to give thanks and be joyful.
然后过了一个月之后呢，就保险的事情就七七八八的完成了。
So about a month later, whatever the insurance stuff was kind of handled, almost completely handled.
然后保险公司就说你的车不能修了，要再重新给你一辆新的。
And then the insurance company told me that your car can't be fixed, so we're going to give you a new car.
好吧，那我就很高兴的去再重新领一台新的车了哦。
So I was so happy that I can go, you know, get a new car.
然后呢，就很兴奋的开着车回来了。
And then now that I drive my new car home.
然后过了刚开了半个小时。
But then after 30 minutes, I was driving my new car.
我就看到我车上面的仪表盘里边有一个故障灯。
And I see the light, the maintenance, like the engine light went off.
然后呢，是轮胎的那个故障。
So it lights was the indicating that one of the tires had issues.
我说怎么搞的？又来了，又来了。
So I was like, oh God, what happened? Why does it happen again?
不过那个时候呢，我心里边。就没有那种抱怨了，我就觉得，啊，那也很 funny 啊，就是我从来没经历过一件一件的事情，就不停的麻烦的事情就发生在我身上。
At the time, I was not complaining. I was just thinking how interesting this is, the event, you know, one after another. What a funny thing.
然后呢，第二天我就拿车去，又重新回到那个Toyota 公司里边去检测。
So the next day, I sent my car to Toyota again to have an inspection.
然后他们检查了一整天都不知道发生什么问题，我的车。
So for the whole day, they were trying to find out what was the problem. They couldn't find what was the reason.
好了，他说没事了，你的车，然后我就又开回来了。
So because they said it was no problem, then I drove my car home.
然后到了第二天。问题又重新来了。
So the next day, the same thing happened again.
然后呢，我又重新跑去检查车。
So I took my car again, go back to Toyota.
然后呢，就是来来回回三天，总算就是搞定了我的车了，总算完了那个事情。
So back and forth 3 days. I mean, thank God that finally is done.
所以就后来我自己在回想整个事情啊。
So now that I look back,
然后我就说啊，好像是，我们所说的“人生不如日事，十有八九”，那就10件事情里边已经有8件是不顺利的了，就在那个事情里边。
So when I look back, I noticed that you know how there's a saying, there's 8 out of 10 things in life is not going to go your way.So in this incident, it was almost like that.
不过呢，我在这个事情里边，我真的学习了一个很重要的东西。
But during this whole process, I learned something very important.
就是主是要赐给你平安的。
That is the Lord wants to give you peace.
然后在平安里边，他会教导你每一个事情。
And then during that peace, he will teach you everything.
因为我从来我自己英文不好嘛，所以我觉得我要处理很多琐碎的事情，我觉得是很艰难的，对于我来说。
Because I don't, my English isn't very good, so it is a challenge for me to handle everything on my own.
所以我要去跟人家沟通啦，然后要处理那个事情啦，很多时候我都要就没有人帮助我，就我自己跟人家去沟通。不过我在那个事情里边，我真的。学到了，我敢开口跟人家沟通啦，人家很明白我了。
So because, but then during that process, I was forced to speak English and communicate, you know, and no one else could help me. However, I realized that people could understand my English, and so that way I have a chance to practice.
然后呢，我也学习到每一个事情我该怎么去处理，这个是最重要的。
And then the most important thing is I learned how to.Handle different incidents and issues when it comes up.
然后我觉得这个都是主一步一步的来带领我，因为他跟我说你不要慌张啊，不要慌张啊，我会带领你的，所以我才有那种平安的心去冷静的去处理每一个事情。
And most importantly, I thank God that During this time, I can sense his leadership and his teaching, like how he lead me one step at a time. And yeah.
所以我真的很感恩，所以说刚才田牧师说主的意念高过我们的意念，他都要在每一个麻烦的事情里边去教导你怎么去处理每个事情，让你在每个困境里边都得着他的平安。
So I'm really thankful, just like what Pastor was sharing earlier today, how God's way is higher than our ways. And then during, when we follow Him, He will teach you how to face your challenge daily. Thank you for hearing my sharing. Thank you.
Thank you for two sisters sharing.
谢谢两位姐妹的分享。
I invite you to open your emotion.
我邀请你们打开你的情感。
Because they were sharing their heart.
因为他们刚刚在跟你们分享他们心里的话。
I think the purpose of testimony is not just to hear a story.
我们知道见证的目的不只是听一个故事。
Because their story can be your story.
因为他们的故事可以成为你的故事，对吧？
Because we need to all learn together.
我们要一同来学习。
Give thanks with a grateful heart.
用一个感恩的心。
Because our God is good.
因为我们的神是好的。
Amen.
Amen.
If you are depressed.
如果你现在正在忧郁。
I not mean now. I say.Just in case you are depressed,
如果假如你是很低落现在，
不是低落，是忧郁症。
忧郁症。
Just in case when you are depressed, you can continue.
万一你是在忧郁症里面
，you can continue say God is good.
你可以不断的说。主是好的，
神是好的。
神是好的。
Even though the circumstance not good，
就算你的环境非常不好。
Even though somebody hit you from behind，
就算有人从后面撞到你。
Even though you got a cancer，
就算你得着癌症。
But God is good，
可是神还是好的。
Even though many times we are not good，
很多时候虽然我们不好。
Isn't that wonderful？
那不是很好吗？感谢神。
We need to make a U-turn.
我们需要回转。
我们需要悔改。We need to repent.
我们需要悔改。
A lot of people don't like the words.
很多人不喜欢听到悔改这个字。
They say I'm so good. Why should I repent?
他们都说我很好啊，我为什么要悔改
？Pastor, you repent.
他说牧师你悔改吧。
No, you don't understand.
然后你不懂啊。
When Jesus started his ministry,
当耶稣开始他的事工
，What did he say?
他第一句话说什么？
Did he say rejoice?
他有说欢喜快乐吗
？Kingdom of God is near.
神的国近了。
What did he say?
他说什么
？Repent.
他说悔改。
For the kingdom of God is near.
他说神的国近了。
How many of you know Jesus is coming back?
有多少人知道耶稣要回来了 ？Yes.
So what kind of church he going to receive?
那你觉得他回来以后要看到什么样的教会呢？
That will be another sermon.
这会是另外一个讲道。
When Jesus come back,
当耶稣回来
，is a wedding.
是一个婚宴。
Church of Jesus Christ will be the bride.
神的教会会是那个新妇。
Is a perfect bride, spotless.
是完全的洁白的，没有皱纹的。
We are far away from that, right?
我们从那个离很远呢。
Let's all repent together.
让我们一起悔改吧。
The Lord impressed on my heart.
让神感动我。
Say this is a season of repentance.
这是一个悔改的季节。
Repentance is not just one-time deal.
悔改不只是一次。
It's a conditional heart.
是你的心的状态。
It's just like the Lord, I need you.
就像那首歌说，主啊，我需要你。
Amen.
Amen.
We need the Lord.
我们需要神。
We thank you for two sisters.
我们感谢两位姐妹的分享。
I thank you for your presence.
我谢谢你们来到这里。
Let's all rise.
请各位起立好吗
？We ask Pastor Robert to bless us.
我们请老牧师来祝福我们。
We will not translate. We will not interrupt. We'll let him bless.
我们不需要翻译这一段，就让他祷告祝福。
Oh, hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord is here. The Spirit of the Lord has been here. He has a gift for you today. He has a gift. He's going to give you Christ consciousness. He's going to give you the ability to hear His voice in your heart. He's asked you to repent. When I heard the word repentance, I said, oh no, I got to give up Bud Light. I got to give up pro football. He says, no, you have to give up unbelief.
Amen.
I have forgiven you for your sins. You're free.
Amen.
All you have to do is believe.
你需要的就是相信, 要放下你的不信. Yeah, I already did. I finished.
This morning I've been overwhelmed.
今天早上我非常的, 感动,
by the testimonies.
就是被这些的见证,
by the word of God.
就是神的话,
this says, you earthly fathers.
他们说, 你们这些地上的父亲,
if your child asks for a cupcake, are you going to give him a stone?
那如果你孩子问你, 求你拿给他蛋糕, 你会给他石头吗?
If they ask for a red vine, are you going to give her a snake?
如果他们求神给他酒,
how much more does your earthly, your heavenly Father love you?
你说天父何等爱我们呢?
He says, open your hearts.
就说打开你的心,
as the pastor said, I want you to open your minds this morning.
好像牧师说,
the Lord says, open your hearts.
他是说打开你的心,
because I'm going to deposit my love within you.
因为我要,
I mean, there became a prophetic word about thanksgiving.
It's
that time of year where people get together who really don't like each other, but they get together.
是当一个时候季节，当很多人，但人彼此原来是不喜欢对方，可是能够聚集在一起。
Well, what's happening this morning is that the Lord has prepared a table for you.
今天早上神在你面前摆设了宴席。
And He's inviting you in. And He's going to pour out His love in you and over you. And for some of us, that could be overwhelming.
对某些人这可能是, overwhelming.
Too much.
Too much.
But He's going to give you a little bit at a time. He's going to slowly feed you.
从一点点开始赐给你，慢慢的增加。
As your daily obstacles come to you, you're going to find favor.
你就会就是有恩宠。
You're going to find favor. My wife Marcia has a prophetic word.
我的太太也有话要分享，先知性的话。
It is not our circumstances.
其实不是我们的环境。
That reflects to the world that we are a Christian.
不是你的环境。
It is not the car, the house, the job, our health. It is not our circumstances.
不是你的环境让这个世界的人看到你是基督徒，不是因为你有车子、有房子、有你的健康，不是你很成功，让世人看到你是基督徒。
It is our faith.
而是你的信心。
That He's in charge and that He can change what is surrounds us.
他是作王的神, 你对神有信心, 他可以改变你的环境。
And that He will always answer with good.
然后他的, 他总是回应我们的祷告, 用美好的事。 Amen.
You are free.
然后他说, 你是自由的。
I want you to point at the person next to you and say, you are free.
跟隔壁的人说，指着他说：“你是自由的。”
Now I want you to declare, "I am free."
然后现在我们要宣告说：“我是自由的。”一起来说：“我是自由的。” I am free.
Finally, we're going to say, "We are free."
最后一个是我们是自由的。
We are free.
我们是自由的。
We are free. We are free. We are free.
Amen.
We are free. You just been vaccinated. It's a done deal.
你们就像打了预防针一样就成了。Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Celebrate.
Yeah, 感谢主，谢谢。
Thank you.
谢谢。
You may move to the next room. We have a lunch together.
我们现在 各位可以到隔壁，我们可以分享午餐，谢谢。